Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott, and here's a topic guaranteed to get a big laugh: the Constitution.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, because perfect is fine for other countries. Better for us, right?
That's from a stop on the national tour of Colin Quinn Unconstitutional, which is stopping now at the Colonial Theater in Keene on Friday. Quinn, after all, made the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal funny as anchor of Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live and condensed the history of the world into a witty 75-minute one-man play. His new show finds the humor in how the right and the left argue over the meanings and interpretations of the Constitution. And Colin Quinn is on the line with more. Welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks, Virginia.
So I'm not recalling a lot of jokes in the Constitution. What inspired you to make it a subject for the show?
Well, I mean, because I just felt like it. Like I was trying to discover, like, why everybody loves the Constitution. Like, no matter what, the most cynical people in this country are always like, well, the Constitution's brilliant. And I was like, why don't I get it? And then I started reading it so that I would be in on the inside, you know, conversation of why it was brilliant, because I don't like to see brilliant things being called brilliant and I'm not getting them. So it was really about a guy who didn't understand. So then when I read it, I was like, I had to understand it, reading it a bunch of times, reading a bunch of boring books from 100 years ago, like Charles Beard and this other guy, Francis MacDonald, you know, like these books that were written back when there was nothing to do but read, so you could write as boring as you wanted and people had to read it. And then I started to understand what it is, you know, like why it created our mentality that we have today, you know.
The show opened in New York in the spring. Has it changed as events and politics have changed along with your touring?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. I mean, it's changed about probably 40% since then. Only because once you start thinking about anything, events happen that you start to put into that category. You know, like even the government shut down Ted Cruz, right? Like, even though most people are like, you can't do that, that messes up everything, but you can do it. It's part of our system.
Yeah, but I do remember some of the criticism of Ted Cruz, even from his own party, was this is the
right
system. You vote things through Congress, it passes, you can't hold the rest of the nation hostage. So you're saying he was acting constitutionally?
Yeah, I'm saying you can hold the rest, even though the system is supposed to work, it's not legally supposed to work. That's just kind of a thing that we understand. That's the civil way to behave. But behaving civilly is not necessarily behaving constitutionally. You know what I mean? So just because somebody wants to be, you know, a dick about it, for lack of a better word, you can't say that's illegal. You can say, come on, that's not how we do things here. It's supposed to be a compromise. It's supposed to be, but that doesn't mean everybody has to follow it.
Here's a clip from your new show.
Everybody said the founding fathers brilliant. Yes, like nine of them. There were 55 delegates, but nine geniuses, and the rest of the guys showed up with good intentions. You realize you're in over your head, you're just trying to say something stupid. You walk into a room and when you're in over your head, that's what you do, right? You ever think you're good looking in good shape, then you go to like South Beach, Miami, you're out there in your bathing suit? You're like, give me a towel, quick.
That's a bit from Colin Quinn Unconstitutional on its way to New Hampshire on Friday. Colin Quinn, how do you imagine those days during the Constitutional Convention back in, 1787?
87.
When they were coming up with what would become the Constitution?
I mean, the way everybody describes it, like it was a lot of drinking, a lot of smoking. A lot of the guys were like, you know, sex addicts, you know, or at least they were like, you know, sexually wild. Like Ben Franklin, of course, but then Governor Morris, who was like one of the unsung geniuses of the whole thing. Mm. It's interesting that the press was kept out of it, you know, because like even then they were afraid to have the press talk about it because they wanted to be fully honest. And I was thinking about C-SPAN and how if we had constitutional conventions today, how phony they would be. And then I wonder, is it because we don't have eight or nine geniuses like those guys? Or is it because nobody speaks authentically? Nobody speaks because you'll be taken out of context or you'll be taken in context at the soundbite and then people will be offended. And it's like even then they were worried about it, obviously, if they kept the press out. But I do I do. I would like to see a few more constitutional conventions happen. There hasn't been one since, you know.
Right. And if the press had been there, maybe the drinking, smoking and sex addiction, we'd know a lot about it.
Yeah. And I feel like it's also an interesting thing because when you're allowed to drink and smoke and indulge in all your behaviors in Congress, you don't try to run out and finish up quickly. So they stayed there. So maybe if we made it more of a hospitable environment for the Congress, you know, to stay, they wouldn't, you know, be trying to finish things or not deal with things.
After doing all this research, do you have any favorite kind of backstories about the drafting of the Constitution?
What about New Hampshire? What about that they showed up halfway through because the state wouldn't even fund them to go down there? If that's not
that's
New Hampshire.
That's kind of New Hampshire.
Exactly. It's exactly. It's like you want to go, you pay your own way. That's how it's done. Like they were that really fiercely independent. You know what I mean? Like they got that work, that ethic, you know? And it's like that's pretty interesting. You know, Governor Morris was really interesting too, by the way. The guy that
he was the guy that many credit with actually writing the Constitution rather than James Madison. Is that right?
Yeah, he's the one that shaped it and wrote the preamble. But he said early on, he goes, look, all the richest people should be the Senate. And they go, why? He goes, because they're going to naturally come into – their interests are going to come into conflict. He was rich. Their interests are going to come in conflict with government and the rest of the people's interest. So we might as well put it above board so we all know it. And I mean, but they didn't do it. I mean, but that's the kind of cynical brilliance. They should have gone with that, but they were like, oh, that's probably too much for them to understand what he was saying. You know what I mean? But that's the kind of cynical brilliance that really – that made it great. But if they listen to that, who knows? But that kind of thinking is good, you know?
We're speaking with the comedian Colin Quinn, star of Colin Quinn Unconstitutional. It's a one-man show that's going to be at the Colonial Theater in Keene on Friday. There are a number of groups now claiming ownership, if you will, of the Constitution, even a kind of devotion. I think the Congressional Tea Party Caucus, Conservative Political Action Conference, several prominent libertarians, and even some liberal groups who support the role of government to promote the general welfare and secure the blessing of liberty. So any claims seem more legitimate than others to you?
No, I mean, they all have a point to a degree, but everybody, it's like the Bible. Like the Bible is beautiful, has beautiful, but everybody kind of, you know, you look at things the way it benefits you. So it's like either side has legitimate things what they're saying with the Constitution. It's not like they're completely out of their minds. You know, I mean, the thing about the Constitution that made it beautiful is that I think it knows that everybody, we all want to tell everybody else what to do and how to think. Everybody wants to do that right now, always. It's just a human instinct where don't you understand what will work? If you'll only listen to what I'm saying here, this is the way to solve that problem. That's the brilliance of the Constitution, is that it says you don't get to tell anybody. If you're the most brilliant person, you don't get to tell, you know, the Walmart clerk in Iowa how to live or how to vote. And that's a lot of people go, but that's the problem. But guess what? That's the Constitution, whether you like it or not. You know what I mean? And there's something amazing about it, you know?
How about you? It's not so easy to read after hearing about and looking at some clips from your show where you stand politically.
Yeah. I mean, I stand well, I talk about it in the show. I really stand in kind of a limbo in today's society, in today's hyper-partisan world. I feel like, you know, I talk about being, you know, pro-gun and pro-gay marriage and pro-death penalty and pro-choice. And then I say I'm anti-overcrowding. But I mean, but it's like, it's almost impossible to have it is impossible to have a political party. I can't imagine anyone going down the line with their party and agreeing with 100%. It's pathetic what's happened, you know? Like people are really just falling in line. That's why I feel like zombies are so popular on TV, because everybody's just, they're so afraid of the other. Everybody just keeps whoever's in charge, you know what I mean? Because we live in the YouTube society where everything you say lives forever, don't commit to any statement. Don't use any nouns. Don't use any, you know what I mean? Just kind of speak in this vague terms. You know, we need substantive, comprehensive, transparent sustainability. And it's like, you know, these words, as long as you don't say of what, then everybody's happy.
Well, Colin Quinn, what a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Virginia.
Colin Quinn, Unconstitutional, will be at the Colonial Theater in Keene on Friday. That's Friday, November 15th. For ticket information or more on Colin Quinn, including clips from the show, you can go to wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you so much for listening today. You can join us again on Saturday at noon and next week at 2 o'clock. That's when Word of Mouth, The Exchange, and NHPR News explore how jobs, lives, and values have changed in the 5 years since the financial collapse. We're going to hear stories from the class of 2008, people who graduated from high school or college and entered the workforce in the middle of a meltdown. Labor Commissioner Jim Craig is going to join us for a conversation on the economic costs of employee misclassification. And we're going to hear about a new study that cash bonuses increase worker motivation and productivity more than raising salaries. And we'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Which would you prefer, a cash bonus or an equivalent bump in your salary? Would a lump sum light your fire more than an increase in your paycheck? Weigh in on the Word of Mouth listener line. That's at 603-223-2448. Once again, would you rather have a cash bonus or an equivalent raise, and why? Share your thoughts by calling 603-223-2448. I'm Virginia Prescott. We'll catch you next time on Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Bill Barry,
and Zach Nugent.
Our intern is
James Pouliot.
Digital support from Rebecca Lavoie
and Sarah Plord.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR, its Board of Trustees, or its underwriters. To subscribe to our podcasts and listen to past shows,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr at Word of Mouth Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
And check out a playlist of music from the program on Spotify.
Word of Mouth
is a production
of New Hampshire Public Radio.